for Kenton Olds, who makes me laugh every day. JP. Chapter 1. I stood at the edge of a balcony on one of the branches of the stadium tree, watching the games play out in the enormous hollow below. This particular tree had been chosen for its shape, branches reaching out horizontally and then curving up and inward like the sides of a massive vase, large enough that the spectators on the far side appeared to be nothing more than rows of rippling dots. 12 ships soared across the widest part of the hollow, 6 painted Independence blue, and the remaining in Unity yellow. Dim light filtered through the red and purple miasma in the sky above the canopy, and enormous spotlights hung on cables from the branches above, illuminating the ships jetting about. Above the spotlights, just beneath the huge, sweeping branches, a hologram enlarged the skirmish, and I watched as one of the Independence ships broke away from the pack, dodging a barrage of laser fire, and slipped through the hoop marking the goal. Cheers rang through the stadium, and the mining corps that sponsored this match lit off a round of fireworks in Independence blue. With 3 goals so far, the Independence team was winning. At least we were winning at something. Beside me, Rinna Keen, my advisor in the Cytonic training program, half-heartedly waved an Independence pennant, a twig with a blue fabric leaf attached at the top. While most in the stadium wore garments of yellow or blue, Rinna Keen dressed entirely in black, though at least his jacket had a bluish sheen. He was taller than me, and his skin had a slightly rosier tint to it, both traits which indicated his ancestors came from Reaching Tree. In the days before ship travel, the denizens of each tree only intermixed when the trees bumped into each other across the miasma. Now that Rinna Keen had lost his council seat in the wave of Unity appointments, we were more or less equals, him as the leader of the Independence Party, and me as a Cytonic. That felt strange. He was many seasons older than me, and much wiser, and yet, here we were, now essentially the same status, even if I didn't have his experience.
"It is good to have you home, Alanik,"
Rinna Keen said.
"I was worried about you."
"It is good to be home," I said, "even if it means I failed."
"Many of our people have failed between these branches,"
Rinna Keen said. That was true. I remembered a time when failing in the games had felt like a tragedy. The stakes here were personal. Members of the winning teams of even the Junior League championships could expect to secure top spots as transit and cargo pilots, or appointments to the Air Force. Not that Redon had seen actual combat for generations. I'd skipped over all that when my Cytonic powers had manifested. I'd jumped from the Junior Leagues straight to the upper echelons of the Fighting Corps. As one of only 5 living Urdale Cytonics and the only capable teleporter, I was theoretically invaluable to my people's survival. Not that I'd done them much good during my last mission. I sighed, leaning back against the wooden seat carved into the branch of the tree. The island trees floated in the miasma of Redon, their roots planted in large chunks of naturally occurring acclivity stone. The trees grew thick layers of bark, deep enough that entire rooms could be excavated beneath its surface without reaching the living parts of the tree near the base of the branches. Here, higher in the branches, one might be able to reach new wood by digging in 6 feet or so, plenty of room to carve smaller structures without harming the tree. This balcony and all of its seating had been meticulously carved into the bark, making it a part of the huge living stadium. It was good to be back beneath the familiar branches, but I was supposed to bring back the secret to hyperdrive technology, I said. Instead, I gave the opportunity to the humans. They'll try to make peace with superiority, make the same mistakes we have made.
Perhaps, Rinna Keen said. I'm more concerned that we will make the same mistakes we have made.
Given the number of yellow pennants,